From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. It's a delightful midsummer's day throughout the VPR listening region. A very weak, subtle front drifted southeastward through northern New England yesterday afternoon and evening and has become nearly stationary from the Gulf of Maine westward through southern New England to a little south of Albany, New York, then west-northwestward to just north of Buffalo, New York, before snaking back southwestward to near Cincinnati, Ohio, and points westward. A very weak ridge of high pressure and slightly drier air in its wake promoted comfortable overnight lows in the 50s to low 60s for the most part, along with mostly clear skies. The strong July sun is now pushing the temperature up, though, and readings will top out in the 78 to 88 degree range this afternoon from the higher northern ridgelines at around the 2,000-foot elevation to the warmest valley floors, such as the Champlain and lower Connecticut through Merrimack valleys. Only isolated showers and thunderstorms will pop up later today in the vicinity of another very weak front sagging southward across southern Ontario and southern Quebec provinces north of the St. Lawrence and Laurentians. This is just one of a series of boundaries whipping around the base of a fairly deep low over far northern Quebec and southern Baffin Island. As that second front continues its southerly drift tomorrow, it will enter the VPR listening region and promote isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms primarily over the southern third of the region. By Sunday, that boundary will have become stationary over or just south of New England, where it will wait for a sharp trough approaching from the west to pick it up and lift it northward. This, and a wave expected to form along it, will result in general showers to develop Sunday night or Monday, then continue through Tuesday. But today and tomorrow should be okay for almost everyone weather-wise. Sunday will be a transitional day. In the tropics, the Atlantic is quiet. In the tropical Pacific, former Hurricane Fernanda is now a minimal tropical storm tracking through the central tropical Pacific on a course that will take it a little north of the Hawaiian island chain in 4 to 5 days as a tropical depression. Continued moderate to strong southwesterly shear, dry air aloft, and marginal sea surface temperatures will take their toll on this once Category 4 hurricane. It will continue a slow, steady spin down. Current top winds are 45 miles per hour. In the eastern tropical Pacific, Tropical Storm Greg, with 50-mile-per-hour winds, and newly formed Tropical Depression 9, both pose no threat to any land areas. Now, the short-term regional forecast details. This afternoon, becoming partly sunny north. Isolated showers or thunderstorms near and north of the international border. Mostly sunny south. Highs 78 to 88. West-to-northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, any isolated evening showers or thunderstorms far north ending, otherwise mostly clear. A few clouds again far north, late, lows 58 to 65, wind diminishing to light and variable after midnight. Saturday, becoming mostly cloudy north, then some clearing toward evening. Some morning sun south, followed by periods of clouds with a slight chance for showers from eastern New York into southwestern Vermont and the Berkshires. Highs 75 to 80 north, 80 to 85 south. Light mainly west to northwest winds. Saturday night, partly cloudy north, mostly cloudy from the southern Adirondacks and Route 4 south, with a chance for showers. Lows in the 50s north, upper 50s to near 60 south. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning north, then becoming mostly cloudy during the afternoon with a chance of showers late. Mostly cloudy south, with a rising chance for showers or thunderstorms mainly afternoon, highs in the 70s. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Molesky with An Eye on the Sky.